This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, this Netflix story, kind of wild.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
It probably does. You probably just didn't get caught. Embezzlement happens everywhere.
Well, I just mean in like Hollywood, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know how it all works. Like, when you're a director, let's say a studio buys they hire you as the director of their...
Sure.
Of the script or whatever.
Yeah, you get a budget.
Yeah, you have a budget. Like, how do you tap into... Like, who pays... The bills, like, how do you tap into that money? Do they just throw you a freaking debit card? Or
I'm
like,
guessing there's some sort of oversight, but if you've been working with them a bunch or you know the person that's in charge of the purse strings, I mean, that's all it is, man. They give you a budget, and I'm sure it's just like building a house. You take draws from it, and you use it to,
This instance, they just gave the guy $17 million.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Well, he only defrauded them of $11 million.
That's all.
Some of it was actually used.
So the guy's name is Carl Eric Rinch,
mm-hmm.
and he's been arrested in Los Angeles. He's been accused of spending the budget meant for a show that he was the director of for Netflix.
Yeah, it was called
The White... little bitch.
It was called The White Horse. It was a sci-fi TV show.
He spent it on failed stocks, cryptocurrency, expensive cars, and two mattresses. I like that they threw the mattresses in it.
Yeah.
The total, over $1 million. So in 2018, Netflix paid $70 million for the series during a bidding war for the 47 Ronin director's new project. Is that a movie?
He didn't even finish it. Yeah.
So, as you said, it was titled White Horse, which was to tell the story of a scientist who invented a human-like species that turned against their creators. He later demanded additional funds from Netflix to complete the show after claiming he was only able to film one episode on the money that he had been given. However, he never delivered any episodes of the show, which Netflix had later renamed Conquest.
Yeah.
He transferred the funds he received through a number of different bank accounts before consolidating them into a personal brokerage account, and then he used those funds to make a number of personal and speculative purchases of securities.
Hey, kind of tasty.
So they did. They just gave him the money.
Just gave him the money.
Here you go.
He's like, cool, I appreciate
it. Get us some episodes, will ya?
Well, I mean, I guess the idea is that, like, I mean, this guy's dumb because he didn't deliver anything, but if they give you $17 million to shoot a series and you bring the series in... I'm guessing people don't really pour over it with a fine-tooth comb. I guarantee there's a ton of waste that goes
right
on in these pictures.
So you do the film for $12 million, yeah. You pocket $5
million. Well, and then construction people do that all the time. That was the old Russian Olympic scheme. You know, the Russians, when they had the Sochi Olympics, Putin was handing out, like, $1.2 billion contracts to build a road, and people were building the roads for, like, $200 million. And they're like, we'll be taking the rest and putting it right in our pocket.
So apparently he orchestrated a scheme to steal millions by soliciting a large investment from a video streaming service,
mm-hmm.
claiming that the money would be used to finance a TV show he was creating.
But there never was,
but
right?
That was fake. Fake news.
Here's the thing. Like, I get embezzlement. I really do. I mean,
yeah, you'd be a good embezzler.
Well, you know.
I could see you trying that.
Well, you're skimming off the top. And
talented.
You know, it's
one for me, one for you.
Exactly, right? That's my thing.
Two for me, one for you.
It's the whole mob theory. Again, if you're working a construction project, right? Like a government, I would say this. Have you ever known anyone that like is involved, like when they build like the schools, like the bonds that build those things?
Dude, yeah.
Those projects, they're rebuilding all the schools.
A lot of waste.
Yes.
They're just, yeah, anytime you, well, my father-in-law, who I take to Bi-Mart every Tuesday,
yes.
He used to build and get hired in for building schools or big projects like that.
Yeah.
Big buildings. And he said you always wanted the government contracts.
Yes.
Because they'll just, the money just flows. Like, ah, whatever.
So we passed it was hundreds of millions of dollars in the last handful of years in Vancouver for the Evergreen School District. And they're basically rebuilding all the old, outdated schools. So, like, my kids' my kids' junior high and high school are both torn down and rebuilt. So I always think about this. When you are handed an $800 million check as a construction company to build schools, as long as you bring the school in with what you promised, who's to say where?
Well, this is like the IOC. This is like the Russian government.
So that I get, right? Believe me. And if I was in charge,
we'd have to watch you.
100%. Well, don't act like, because you know what I would do? I'd go to Rob and be like, hey, Rob, how would you like to be in charge of the drywall on these projects? And by the way, what do you think you could bring? Look, I'm cutting up. We're all getting a little taste. We're all getting to wet our beak.
I'm playing dumb. You're in charge. I'm playing dumb.
Exactly.
I'm a minion.
Yeah.
I'm a pawn in the game.
But I'll tell you what, you're wetting your beak, aren't you?
Well, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know anything.
But this is the part I don't understand. Like this guy, he never made the thing. If I am going to embezzle, the whole point of embezzlement to me is that you get away with it. So I make sure that the school is built. I cut corners where I can. We work some back alley deals, maybe some lesser materials. No one's here, you know. And we skim some off the top. Let's say we skim 15%. And that goes in all of our pockets. What I don't get is that when you take the money and then you don't build the school, eventually someone is going to ask, hey, excuse me?
Yeah.
Where's the school? And then you're like, I didn't build it.
That would require money, though.
And they're like, we're going to need the money back. And you're like, I spent it. And then you go to jail. So that's what if this guy had just made the TV series.
Yeah, but that costs money.
Well, you can't embezzle.
That dips into his slush fund.
See, here's the greedy part. You can embezzle. You just can't be greedy with the embezzlement.
You have to be smart about it.
Yes.
And and no one ever is because they're doing it out of greed in the first place.
I tell you what, you are not going to like my drywall.
Well, you know what? That's a problem for the school district. They can complain afterwards, and I can be like, I don't know. The guy was
He was the cheapest. I was trying to save you money.
Like I was trying to work out some deals. Yeah, the dude after he didn't make the show, he demanded $11 million more dollars.
Yeah, they're saying he faces 90 years in prison.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. You think he'll go? He won't serve that, but still. He might.
That's so weird compared to like other violent crimes and things like that. I never understand how we tack on a punishment like that to something like that.
90 years?
Well,
Jesus.
He's not going to do 90.
Well, sure, but the fact that that's...
But how is that even a possibility?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bet he'd be pretty sorry after 20.
He did steal tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but...
Well, like, if you rob a bank...
But he didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, no, dude. But he defrauded someone out of...
Come on. 90 years, and regardless if he won't serve that, that's crazy to lose your life for that, because that's your life. He's dead.
Yeah.
In prison. He's dying in prison.
Exactly.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, I guess.
So, I'm just saying, if you're good, by the way, someone goes, you are literally describing what a general contractor does.
Boy, I tell you, that's
I should
truth.
Be in the general contracting business.
No, no offense, general contractors, but man.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
You'd be it's a good a shady
that is, yeah, you, you would be a great
You'd also be a good shady cop, you know, like drug bust, and you skim some of the cash out of the bag.
Fortunately, now they got all those body cams and...
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're never on.
Oh, it was malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah.
I work... a bunch of guys at my jiu-jitsu gym are all cops, and with this has been discussed. And every one of them is like, oh, my God, you would 100% be on the take. I'm like, absolutely. And I'm like, by the way, some of you are, too. You just make things... I'm not saying... And that's my point. I'm not saying you have to, like, plant drugs and like, send people to jail that don't deserve it, but you're telling me there's cops out there that don't operate in the margins? Of course they do.
Yeah, the general contractor thing is interesting because there really isn't much oversight on those
guys.
Like, And this guy's a friend of mine. My contractor is a friend of mine. Great dude. And he and his guys redid our house, built an ADU for us and everything. They're wonderful. Did a great job. But it took me a while to get used to the billing.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, dude, why are they always round numbers? Like, can you show the receipts of, like, what the... Because, you know, you'd break it into category, right? Yes. It's like electrical, 20,000, you know. Wait, 20... Is it 19,600? Because that's $400 different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he'd be like, no, well, you know, it all kind of comes out in the wash. You know, it's like, we'll steal from one budget line and we'll move it over there. I'm like,
See, here's my thing.
He got to my end, like the end number was about right.
But they're doing the Office Space thing, rounding up all the pennies, just collecting
up. But it's like,
and,
you know, well, that costs a little extra and, you know.
This is how I operate. This is how I operate my bar tab. I don't know if you're like this. So I drink at the same bar, you know, and when it's a busy night, sometimes you get charged for stuff. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes there's things on your tab that aren't, that you didn't get. So I just kind of take a general look at my bar tab and I figure as long as it's within an acceptable range, I'm like, you know what?
Sounds right.
Sounds right. And the other day, we were just talking about this, and the other day, we were there on Sunday, and there was these two dudes that had been drinking there for, like, 3 hours. Been there for a long time. And those sons of bitches sat there and made our bartender go through every single item. And the guy's like, oh, my God. He goes, you ordered this, this, this. They could not accept that that was their tab, and I wanted to be like, you never come back here again. Like, that's the sort of, like, they just that attention to detail on something that is so small that it just seemed ridiculous. But you would think that when you're dealing with so that school bond I was talking about for Evergreen, that's $800 million. They gave one company $800 million to build schools, and they operate it like my bar tab.
Yes!
I don't know. We got some don't windows worry about here, it. And I, so yeah. it looks about yeah. It looks
Pay
about
your window,
right.
Daddy.
Right?
That is how they work.
I would love to sit down with whoever built just that one high school, the one by my house. I would love to sit down and be like, and do what that guy did at the bar. I would like an itemized list on the 2 years it took you to build the school, and I would like you to go through these charges.
Yeah, it's like I told him, I'm like, dude, I don't think you're ripping me off, but. I mean, you know, can you really, does this all really pencil? Like,
it doesn't seem fully transparent if you're kind of rounding willy-nilly.
Yeah. And he's not.
And it doesn't mean you're doing anything shady. No. It might just be more convenient on your end, but for the end user, it feels strange.
But it's the way they've always done it. He usually works with rich people, and they don't, you know, rich people, they're not asking questions. They're like, what do you want? How much do you want? And so, I don't know, it was a hard thing to get used to, but we eventually settled into our sweet spot where
I'm really rich.
I understood how things worked. It just took a little time.
Yeah, someone did point out, and I double-checked this, the Mountainside High School, the one in Beaverton that they just built, that was $30 million over.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They miscalculated.
Well, seems small when you see the building.
But over?
They miscalculated by like 30. They're like, hey, we came up short. 30 million.
Over.
Again,
jeez.
I'd like to see your bar tab. I'd like to see your work. 30 million? Whenever they build that damn I-5 bridge, the new one, right? They're saying that thing is going to be, at one point they said that might be the most expensive public infrastructure work in United States history.
Really?
Well, I mean, not with inflation and everything. But yes, that thing is going to be like $6 billion, $7 billion.
Jesus.
Exactly. And at one point, just a few years ago, it was budgeted at like 2.5. And now it's like over 6, almost 7
well,
mil.
Costs are going up. That's another thing he'd say. Costs are going up.
I want to play the fun game of when we build that son of a bitch for $6 or $7 billion, I want someone paying attention to why that costs $7 billion to build a bridge.
Studies, plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commissions.
Plans,
salaries. Did I see that Trump's throwing a wrench into the I-5 project? Did I read that?
I don't know.
I didn't read the story, but I thought I saw that headline.
I love Tesla.
should I read that?
Why?
Did you see him get behind the wheel of a Tesla, by the way?
Yeah.
I love Tesla. Everything's computer.
When's the last time he was behind the wheel of a car?
Well, he's not allowed to.
Well, he sat in a Tesla.
But he didn't drive it.
I know.
Well, he was selling Teslas on the White House lawn as a hell of a thing. Yeah, they're saying the estimated cost now has ballooned from $2.1 billion to now they're saying between 5 and 7.5. That's what between 5 and 7.5, you can't give me a closer horseshoes and hand grenades? $2.5 billion? Come on.
Yeah, so it says.
I want to know what pocket that's going in.
The federal freeze, you know, his crackdown on all the. They're saying that has put the I-5 bridge funding. That has raised questions about the funding for the I-5 bridge.
Yeah. Well, the first time around that it went kaput, I think they said that they had. Because remember, we were planning it and then we stopped it. Now it's.
Well, it's because of you boneheads up in Washington. You blew that up.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want the light rail.
You didn't want the light rail. You're like, nope, not doing it.
Why?
God, I don't know. Why do we do anything? But they had spent, when that thing went kaput, I want to say that they had spent like $500 million on planning and architects and plans. They had spent $500 million, and then they were like, you know what?
Yeah, forget it. We'll circle back.
And that's what I want to know. No shovel. Nothing was dug. Nothing. Other than people sitting around and talking and planning, and we spend $500 million, and then like, it's fine. We're good. You're right. I'm quitting radio, and I'm getting what I need a general contractor that wants me to help run their business. Put me in charge of it. We're increasing profits. Dude, I need to be in this game.
Contractors will also add in tractor equipment, etc., and then keep them. Yeah, I could see that. Pass off the cost to the. As an architect, I have the authority to request all the contractor's receipts if I suspect budgetary shenanigans. Oh, okay, that's good.
And they don't. It's the bar tab. That looks about right.
Yeah, because they're all in bed with each other.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm not against you. I'm for you.
Someone say you ever seen a contractor's house? Exactly. Mansions.
Yeah, that's the thing. My buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, nice, but not.
Oh, my.
He ain't.
I know two of them, and they are living high on the
wall. I think that it's all about scale.
Yeah.
You just got to keep living, man.
L-I-V-I-N.
L-I-V-I-N.
All right, we got to go. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.